This is Vision for Christ, a radio ministry of Future Vision Ministries. Our offices are in the city of Cambridge in Ontario, Canada. My name is Tim Taylor. I live in the United States, in the state of Ohio, and I am recording this talk from my home in the U.S. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so that they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I grew up in a Christian family and went to church each Sunday with my family. At least every year, as I recall, the preacher or a Sunday school teacher would teach on the Bible story commonly called the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15. Prodigal refers to being wasteful, someone who recklessly spends money on worthless things. For those listening today who are not familiar with this story, I am going to read it from the Holy Scripture first and then share some comments. Before I do that, I feel this parable that Jesus taught should really be called the story of the compassionate father, which represents God the Father, because the whole point of the story is more on the forgiveness of the father than of the wastefulness of the young son in the story. See what you think. Here now is Luke 15, verses 11 through 32. And Jesus said, there was a man who had two sons. The younger son said to his father, Father, let me have the part of the family riches that will be coming to me. Then the father divided all that he owned between his two sons. Soon after that, the younger son took all that he had been given to him and went to another country far away. There he spent all he had on wild and foolish living. When all his money was spent, he was hungry. There was no food in the land. He went to work for a man in this faraway country. His work was to feed pigs. He was so hungry. He was ready to eat the outside part of the ears of the corn the pigs ate, because no one gave him anything. He began to think about what he had done. He said to himself, my father pays many men who work for him. They have all the food they want, and more than enough. I am about dead because I am so hungry. I will get up and go to my father. I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am not good enough to be called your son. But may I be as one of the workmen you pay to work. The son got up and went to his father. While he was yet a long way off, his father saw him. The father was full of loving pity for him. He ran and threw his arms around him and kissed him. The son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am not good enough to be called your son. But the father said to the workman he owned, hurry, get the best coat and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. Bring the calf that is fat and kill it. Let us eat and be glad. For my son was dead, and now he is alive again. He was lost, and now he is found. Let us eat and have a good time. The older son was out in the field. As he was coming near the house, he heard the music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what was happening. The servant answered, your brother has come back, and your father has killed the fat calf. Your brother is in the house and is well." The older brother was angry and would not go into the house. His father went outside and asked him to come in. The older son said to his father, "All these many years I have served you. I have always obeyed what you said, but you never gave me a young goat so I could have a supper and a good time with my friends. But as soon as this son of yours came back, you killed the fat calf, and yet he wasted your money with bad women." The father said to him, "My son, you are with me all the time. All that I have is yours. It is right and good that we should have a good time and be glad. Your brother was dead, and now he is alive again. He was lost, and now he is found." Usually, a son would receive his inheritance at the time of his father's death. That's usually how these sorts of things happened. The fact that the younger brother asked for his share of the family estate showed a rebellious and proud disregard for the authority of the father, not to mention a selfish and immature attitude. Also, note this, pigs were unclean animals. Jews were not even allowed to touch pigs, and this is a Jewish story. When the son took a job feeding pigs, even longing for their food to fill his belly, it reveals that he had fallen as low as he could possibly go. This son represents a person living in rebellion to God. When we realize our plans for our life have failed completely, we come to our senses and recognize our sin. The father in this story is a picture of the Heavenly Father. God waits patiently with loving compassion to restore us when we return to Him with humble hearts. He offers us everything in His kingdom, restoring full relationship with a joyful celebration. He does not even dwell on our past waywardness. Reading from the beginning of Luke chapter 15, we see that the older son is clearly a picture of the Pharisees in the Bible. In their self-righteousness, the Pharisees have forgotten to rejoice when a sinner returns to God. Bitterness and resentment keeps the older son from forgiving his younger brother. It blinds him to the treasure he freely enjoys through constant relationship with the Father. The overall point for us to understand from this parable Jesus taught is that we have all wasted the talents God has given us on silly, worthless things. None of us have lived our lives in a way that honors God, our Heavenly Father. Romans 3:23 confirms this when it says, "For all men have sinned and have missed the shining greatness of God." In Romans chapter 6, verse 23, the Bible says, "You get what is coming to you when you sin. It is death. But the free gift of God is life that lasts forever. It is given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ." Jesus taught us to forgive others and not to be bitter or hold grudges, as the older brother has in the story in the Bible book of Luke that I just read. Then in the Bible book of Matthew chapter 6, Jesus teaches us in these words, "If you forgive people their sins, your Father in heaven will forgive your sins also. If you do not forgive people their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." God, as our loving Heavenly Father, stands ready for us to turn towards Him in repentance and faith, realizing how totally lost we are without Jesus, and how unworthy we are in ourselves. Yet God extends His open arms of welcome to you and to me when we turn away from our own plans, our own pride, and surrender the will of our life to God. In the Bible book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 19, it says, "Repent, then, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. As the Bible says in 1 John 1:9, if we tell him our sins, he is faithful, and we can depend on him to forgive us of our sins. He will make our lives clean from all sin. If you have not already done so, I urge you to admit to God all the wrong you have done. Make a complete confession to God. Ask God to take away all your sin so you can walk through life with Jesus at your side instead of walking away from God in selfish rebellion to God. In Romans chapter 10, we find these words of assurance. If you say with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved from the punishment of sin. When we believe in our hearts, we are made right with God. We tell with our mouth how we were saved from the punishment of sin. The Holy Writings say, no one who puts his trust in Christ will ever be put to shame. Begin a new life today by your own choice. Make your choice for Christ. In the Bible book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, it says, for if a man belongs to Christ, he is a new person. The old life is gone. New life has begun. And Galatians chapter 3 explains that our nationality, race, or sex makes no difference to God. We are all the same. In verse 28 of that chapter, it says, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For all of you are one in Christ Jesus. I'm going to pray for each of you right now. I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Future Vision Ministries, so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere, how people can receive Christ by faith. We want you to become a sincere and true believer in Christ as your Savior. Future Vision Ministries is involved in helping to make disciples who will follow Christ daily and then live out their faith through good acts of service to others who live near them. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Future Vision Ministries, 1145 Concession Road, Cambridge, Ontario, Canada, postal code N3H4L5. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you were not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about what I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address, Future Vision Ministries, 1145 Concession, spelled C-O-N-C-E-S-S-I-O-N, Road, Cambridge, Ontario, Canada. Postal code N3H4L5. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor speaking on behalf of Dan Hayhoe. I offer this final bit of encouragement found in the Bible in 2 Peter chapter 3. Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the honor, both now and on that eternal day.